Perhaps you've heard of George Brett. Major League superstar, Hall of Fame third baseman from the Kansas City Royals, who told this story at spring training one day to a teammate, apparently forgetting that he was mic'd up. Now, I'm sure I've heard this story before today, but I heard it again this morning, and it seems such a perfect tie-in. So, you know what? That guy got arrested. I'm sure George Brett did not.
I was in Vegas a couple years ago. Just an honest-to-God true story. Staying at the Bellagio. I went over to the Mirage for dinner, met some friends of mine over there. Went to Kokomo's, a great little steakhouse. The guy brings out some fresh crab legs. These just came in. I got to give them to you guys. I'm eating them. Then we go play gamble a little bit. Then I had a tea time early in the morning. So I said, look, I got to get going. I'm walking back to the hotel. I get three quarters of the way out of the lobby, and all of a sudden I go, oh, and I'm standing here like this. I got my butt pinched so I'm I can't move. All of a sudden, you know, felt all right. I went just like this. Water. No way. I had some food poisoning from the crabs. Take off my leather jacket. Tied it around my waist. And I'm just standing there, and it's just running down my leg. I got jeans on, black Bucks, no socks. And I just start walking. Every time I'm walking, something's coming out. It's water. Straight fucking water. Then, to tell you how sick I was, I said, Larry, you won't believe this. I'm standing outside the fucking Bellagio. I can't move. I got everywhere. I all over myself. And Larry's about a 48 waist. So he brings me over a pair of pants and some towels. And so then he comes over and he meets me where I'm standing. I tell him where I'm standing. He finds the closest bathroom. When you go up the escalator, you go into the I can't get in the elevator.
It's 12 o'clock at night.
You know? So he goes in, he finds the closest bathroom in the lobby of the hotel, and then I get in the escalator, and he kind of pretends like he dropped something so no one gets behind me, tells me where it is. I go in there, he goes and gets the towel all wet for me, throws it over the stall. I take off all my clothes, just wipe off, leave my shoes, left my shoes, my pants, everything right there, the towels right there in the stall, and I'm walking barefoot with my shirt and his pants that are 48 waist through the lobby like this at midnight. Got up in the morning, took the most perfect double taper I've ever had in my life. True story.
True story. Thank you, George Brett. We appreciate you. Well recounted. During spring training to a teammate.
Epic that is, storytelling.
He left his shoes, his pants, and his glasses all behind.
Didn't get arrested, though. He did it very smooth.
Hey, if there's a guy, after hearing that you just want to kick back and relax with, maybe have a cigar.
I want to have a beer and him? A pine tar bat with my man, George Brett.
Maybe even a Pappy Van Winkle. Well, George Brett, if you're anywhere near Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge, sir, I invite you. Downtown Little Rock, 109 Main Street, just steps away from the Statehouse Convention Center. Very relaxing atmosphere. Love the chairs, couches, TVs, great drink menu, and of course, they will help you pair up over 150 different blends of fine cigars with the perfect cocktail. And don't worry, there's these gigantic smoke eaters that suck all the smoke away so you're not overwhelmed. Knowledgeable wait staff over there, Michael Peace, does a great job of vetting everybody to make sure they know the business. It's Maduro Cigar Bar and Lounge. Coolest place in Little Rock, and I've been to them all.
Check out Sync Weekly. Nate Olson is the man. What's up, Bill?
Pat, you made a believer out of me.
Fine. Let's do it, babe.
After I get home doing my 12 hours in the truck, I'm going to go home and I'm going to start an online petition for the American Cancer Society to give up their research budget so the Division I athletes can have air-conditioned jockstraps.
Yeah!
It's
hot downstairs, my friend. It's very hot.
Bill, I sense your sarcasm. You're laying it on pretty thick. Nate Dogg, take a good look at me. You and I are both a couple of kids who grew up corn-fed Iowa boys.
Yeah.
Next time you see me, I'll be under 200 pounds. That's exactly
Hello?
Right. Bill's excited about
Hello?
It.
Hello? Who's there?
New Creations Medical Weight Loss Clinic, 791-6795. I'm telling you, the haters are coming out of the woodwork. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. What a weird idea. What are you going on?